and O.B. Bryant. Don't forget 1550 tickets on sale right now. And for table reservations, you can call 453-1646. At 6:05 in the city right now, it's time to check in with Mr. Buddy Huggins with the Roll Report for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. Good evening. Welcome to the show, Mr. Huggins.
Hey, Al. How you doing?
Pretty good. Trying to work it in.
I tell you, it's interesting. Things are getting real interesting here in the Mid-South. I got a gentleman on the phone that goes all the way back to the early 50s. A lot of these fans out here are going to know him. And what you've got to do is you got to tell these children what wrestling's really about, Mr. Jack Curtis.
Buddy, how you doing tonight,
man? Doing wonderful.
It's good to talk to you. I do go back quite a ways. I turned pro in 1953 when I was a senior in high school. And that was back in the days when you needed to be a kind of tough, a little bit rougher than some of them are today. We had to know how to wrestle, which I doubt a lot of them do today. But at any rate, my dad taught me, as most some people that go back a ways will remember Jack Curtis Sr., I'm sure. And then, of course, I came along and in the 50s, turned pro in 53, had my first match here in Vicksburg. And from there it grew. I went on the road with my dad. We were the first father and son tag team competition in the country. It opened a lot of doors for me later on when I was traveling on my own after daddy retired. Of course, you know, he had a brother, George Curtis. They wrestled as the Curtis brothers. And we sometimes teamed up in six-man tag team matches, which were getting popular, and called ourselves the Curtis family. So we do go back a ways. My first trip away, so we went into Oklahoma for Leroy McGurk back in the olden days. And Leroy was running the Oklahoma area up in there, and he had junior heavyweights, and they were all tough. They were all could wrestle. And that was the days of Danny Hodge and Iron Mike Clancy and Sabody, all of the old groupers, just tough guys. They were really tough. They could shoot on you any second and would. And like my daddy always said, he said, son, he said, you need to learn how to wrestle because somebody's going to try you. And he was right. So it always paid to know a little bit. I was never as tough as good as he was, I don't believe, but if there was a bluff involved, I guess it worked. Whatever. Anyway, I'm doing a lot of talking here, buddy. What else is going on?
Well, I tell you, we're trying to bring wrestling back. And people just, you know, these young kids, they see it on TV and they see, you know, the big shows, what they come all over the country to the big cities. They're not coming here to Mississippi. They gave up on the South a long time ago, and people think the South's dead. But I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to build Mid-South territory back like it was. Cowboy Bill Watts is helping me. You know yourself that the people that I'm connected with that we've talked about in the past, Ernie Ladd, Killer Carl Cox, and one reason wrestling was so popular in the 50s, 60s, and 70s is because it had realism. It was so real that it was such a good thing to go take the family to see. I mean, you can't even begin to compare with what you see on TV. When they put someone in a headlock nowadays, they don't even... Well, he's getting paid. Number one, he's getting paid $2.8 million, so you can't hurt him. Well, what we're doing here in the Mid-South is we're turning the clock back. We want folks to get to the big show, so what they got to do is they've got to wrestle. They've actually got to get down with the tech style that used to be. You know when you used the word shoot a minute ago? Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize. But out here at the Sportatorium, back in the early days, when they went out there and seen it, there was a fight broke out between some of them wrestlers. The heat and the tension was so high, it was so real. See, Bill Dundee told me it was 90% wrestling and 5% show business.
Yeah.
That's what it's
got to
get back to.
Okay, Mr. Hug, I'm going to have to break in here. You got about 30 seconds.
Mr. Curtis, we don't have near about enough time on this radio talk show right here. This comes on every Thursday and Friday on WGNL. We're proud to be a part of that radio station. But what I'm going to do is I've got an hour show that comes on Sundays. I'm going to talk with you, get your schedule right, and over into February and March, I'll bring in Harley Race. The legend is going to be on there this Sunday. You can hear that, everybody, on WGNL. You can go to my website. and you'll see a link. Click on that link, and you can hear Harley Race. Next week, it'll be Dory Funk Jr., and then the week after that, Skandor Akbar. You remember Akbar, don't you?
I remember all those fellas.
I tell you.
Every one of them.
Every one of them, and every one of them is interested in talking about the past, because what we got to do is we got to have a revival. We got to bring back good wrestling. What we see in the state of Mississippi ain't even close to what it needs to be. You cannot put untrained people in the ring. You've got to use professional wrestling, and they've got to be trained by professionals that know how to wrestle. That's why I'm associating myself with all these fine people, and you're one of them, Mr. Jack Curzon.
I do appreciate it. Thank you much.
Appreciate you. Back to you, Al.
Okay, that's Mr. Bud Higgins, calls with his roll report for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling, along with the legendary Jack Curtis. At 6:12 in the city right now, 12 minutes on the downside of 6. You're inside the Budweiser Bud Light Blues Cruise. For all you do, this Bud's for you.
Frankie, what is that noise?
What noise?
Listen.
Oh, I think the ferret's got a lady back at his place.
Oh, that's what I thought.
He's the king.
I do not get it. First Budweiser liked him, not a ladies like him.
Yeah, he's got that bad boy appeal.
Bad boy appeal?
Yeah, you know what it's like? He's bad, but he's oh so good. Wow.
No, I can't listen to this. Ferris, turn that music off. I need to talk to you. What did he say?
He said, make it quick, lizard boy. I'm spending time with my sweet lady.
Yeah, whatever, hairpiece. I need to know what your secret is. What did he say?
He said squeaking is one of the romance languages. Kind of like French.
Is romantic?
Well, not the way you do it. Now that's romantic.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the Budweiser WGNL-TNT Blues Cruise. Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. The best blues in the Delta on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. Brought to you by Budweiser. That's the Budweiser WGNL-TNT Blues Cruise. That's Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Only on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. That's the Budweiser Blues Cruise.
Hoochies. Hoochies. Hoochie mamas.